You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
This morning we are speaking with part-time teaching fellow from the School of Architecture and Planning, Simisi Potawaini. Good morning, Simisi.
Good morning, Hannah.
Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity.
I just wanted to ask to begin with how you got into involving yourself in architecture and also sculpture work, which we're going to be looking at a little bit more this morning.
I grew up in Tonga, and there's a lot of building that goes up in terms of clashing between the tradition and the new type of work. I'm fascinated by how all those things comes together. But that aside, there was a lot of artistic things that goes around where we had to trade with a lot of mooring ships and that sort of stuff around that time when I was growing up.
Cool, and we're going to be looking at a sculpture that you've created. It's a 14-metre high sculpture, and forgive me if I don't pronounce it right, but is it Manuesina?
Yes, that's perfect.
And where did the idea of forming the sculpture come from, and what does the title actually mean?
Basically, when the sculpture and carving first came up, they wanted to address the idea of globalization, global warming, all those sensitive aspects that goes around at this point in time. So Manuesina is actually a proto-Polynesian a word, if I'm correct. What makes out of two things, Manu and Esina. Manu means a being similar to that of Taniwha.
Okay.
And Esina means white. Or something to do with the white, relating to ocean, waves, edges of waves, foams, and that sort of stuff. And also relates back to the white bird. But that's where all the whole idea comes through. And I went back and had a look at our Polynesian, specifically the Tongan Kopesi or pattern, Manulua, which also related to back to Manuesina, and this is what initiated the pattern and the unpacking of or the working of the sculpture, the 14 meters sculpture of Manuesina.
Does the sculpture move at all, or does it just stand still?
It's actually designed for standing, so it does wave a little bit in the wind.
Yeah,
and moves side to side. It's built a little bit similar to that of an airplane wing, so it does flex.
And you constructed it using environmentally friendly polymer. Why did you want to use this material?
Going back to the environmental side environmental aspect of this sculptural work. Enviroplast, it's a material that was developed by a couple of Kiwi aircraft engineers. Enviroplast and polymer it's very resistant. It's high resistant to UV, salt water, and the environment. So the idea is how can we use a material that carries these lines and it keeps us a low maintenance sort of scenario, and also lasts longer and doesn't leak back into the environment.
So how did you go about making it environmentally friendly then? What process did you have to go through?
These materials are 100% recyclable. So this is part of why the selection that we use. So there's no paint uses in this sculpture at all. All the material that you see there is the raw material, and also the finished product of the material. So for us, this is part of our environmental approach. And at the end of all of this, if things need to be removed or recycled, we can melt, take it back.
Fantastic.
And it melts the whole thing back down. And you can get a bite back from it.
And do you think that sculpture work and also architecture can affect the public environment as a whole? Do you think it really does affect how people kind of feel?
That's the intention. Hopefully the people will ask even more so they can... This is great to have this conversation. People will ask more questions. Because at this point in time, people just look at it and they think it's nice or they don't think it's nice. And they don't ask what happens to the material, what is it.
Yeah. Are you planning on working on any other sculpture work that involves being environmentally friendly and kind of talking about global warming and also globalization?
Absolutely. If the opportunity is even or presented up, I'm sure I'll be having a go at it.
And if people want to go and see the sculpture, do they have the opportunity to be able to?
Yes. The walk's still up until the 19th of February. But people can go up to Waiheke, have a look, and they can ask questions. They can go to the pavilion garden party at Tia Bay and ask questions and try and get in touch with me if they have more queries or just want to have a chat about the work.
Well, thank you so much, Samisi, for speaking with us this morning. It's a beautiful sculpture. I've got a photo here. I wish that everybody else could have a little look at it, but they can. As you said, they can go and check it out. And it's nice to hear you talking about using materials that are environmentally friendly. It's a great way of incorporating art and sculpture and the environment. So, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
I just thank you for the support, all the research work that I've done over the years when I was a student and now I'm an alumni to contribute to this work that we're doing now. So, thank you.
Thank you so much. We were just speaking with Samisi about his incredible artwork, which you can go and have a look at if you would like to.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.